you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All right. Okay, I'm back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, well, let's see now. Tonight we have with us, we have Robert Morrow back. Because he was here a bit a while ago, I guess about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he has something called the Hillary File, and the Hillary File does indeed refer to Hillary Clinton. For those of you who were not listening the first time, and I want to welcome him back to the program, Robert Morrow. Good evening.
Rick, glad to be back, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to have you back here. And I should say that before we even talk about Hillary Clinton, I should mention that you are a Ron Paul backer and supporter, a Ron Paul volunteer, right?
Oh, absolutely. Ron Paul is really the only candidate who is going to reinstate our Constitution.
Yes, and that's why he is posing a threat to so many in the establishment who, of course, fear having to live under the Constitution, as you know. And I want to ask you right up front, what was your perception, if you saw it last night, if you happened to see the YouTube debate scenario, what was your honest impression of how Ron Paul fared?
Well, Rick, to be honest with you, I didn't see it. I get so busy with my activism, I don't catch all the debates. But question I have is, were they ignoring him like they usually do and not letting him speak until 30 minutes in? That's why I quit watching these things.
Well, I don't watch them myself, and I certainly haven't caught the replay. But I will say that a column on one of the blog spots by Karen Friedman, I think, was very interesting today, as a matter of fact. And she's entitled her column, CNN Shafts Ron Paul Despite Crowds of Supporters. So I want to get into a little bit of that as a backdrop, because it does relate definitively to what you have to say about the campaign, particularly the campaign of Hillary Clinton in this race. So
there's much
to talk about tonight.
Well, Rick, we're hoping we can get Hillary knocked out in the Democratic primary, not in the general election, my friend.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I want people to be aware they can call in with comments and questions for our guest, Robert. And the number, as always, is 800-313-9443. Robert Morrow is my guest, and we will do that. But, you know, I'm just happy to be able to continue to get into the campaign, in the sense that there has never been, in recent memory, in my few years that I've been following, the last few years, a candidate who is really the most constitutionally minded candidate of the whole lot. And though a couple of others on the Republican side have raised a few issues, and on the Democrat side in the past, he's the only one that offers a clear vision and a clear choice. So, you know, it's amazing that we have come this far, and we do owe, I believe, the Internet a great debt of gratitude.
That's right.
All right, Robert, we'll be back to begin with that, and we will take calls tonight. So stay tuned for Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Yeah. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Well, here we are. We're back now with our guest, Robert Morrow. And, Robert, this is the way Karen Friedman of karenfriedman.blogspot.com writes. She says, entering the CNN Republican, quote, debate, unquote, Giuliani reportedly commented to Ron Paul, "Gee, you have a lot of supporters." Ron Paul replied, "This is only the beginning." Well, of course, the supporters filled the blocks outside the building, and they were described as a, quote, mix of classy, rich-looking people and hippie-looking people and people from all walks of life. The police commented that the Ron Paul people were the best crowd they have ever dealt with, and Dr. Paul had commented, "The freedom message brings people together." Now, the interesting part that she gets into here has to do with the fact that Ron Paul himself, as you know, claimed he wasn't running for president to begin with. The American people pushed him to run and spontaneously organized behind him. He said to his loyal fans at the Palladium Theater following the debate, "You've cured my skepticism. But make no mistake about it, CNN crucified Ron Paul on live television. And she says, a Zionist provocateur referred to Dr. Paul's supporters as Palestinians. But that is exactly what I was thinking when I was watching CNN. They gave Ron Paul the Palestinian treatment. The moderator was even calling him Ron instead of by his title. So after the poll, CNN's online poll, before the debate with Ron Paul, getting 95% on the online votes, they managed to avoid asking him a question for 35 minutes. So that answers your question, Robert.
That's why he asked if I watched. I knew they were going to do that to him. So I figured, you know, so what? Let's just go ahead and organize for Ron Paul and spend our time getting him winning the New Hampshire primary. For you folks out there, if you really want to make a difference, if you live in the New Hampshire area within 3 or 4 hours, you need to be on the ground with your boots on the ground there. Mm-hmm. If you live elsewhere, you can get in a Christmas card writing campaign, or at the very last week, if they need people to make phone calls, I'm certainly willing to make 300 or 400 phone calls to New Hampshire the week of the primary.
Right. That's coming up pretty soon before we know it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the New Hampshire primary has been set. I may be incorrect on this. I think it's January 8th. I think the Iowa caucuses are January 3rd. And then I think it's January 8th, New Hampshire primary. So it's getting pretty close, Rick.
And then we'll see what happens. Hopefully the momentum will build toward Super Tuesday, huh? As it's called.
That's right. And the great thing about Ron Paul, Rick, you know he's not going to be dropping out. He's going to be in there all the way through. And we might very well be having, for the first time in, say, 50 years, a brokered Republican convention.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that the candidates will not have enough delegates to clinch the nomination until they get to Minneapolis or until they make a deal with other candidates in the months preceding that. I think that is the most likely outcome.
You think so, huh?
In Texas, we vote on March the 4th. I think that even after the Texas primary, the Republican race will still be undecided. And, you know, I'm kind of hoping that we can get Ron Paul against Rudy Giuliani in the Texas Republican primary and have the Trans-Texas Corridor be the biggest issue in that race, because Giuliani's law firm, I think it's called Bracewell Giuliani or Giuliani Bracewell, they represent Centra, who is building the Trans-Texas Corridor, or the NAFTA Superhighway.
Yes.
Very unpopular here in Texas.
Mm-hmm. That may very well be the case. Wouldn't that be something? A brokered convention, though.
If it came down to Giuliani versus Ron Paul in the Republican primary in Texas, we would roast that boy up there. So, you know, be on the lookout for that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent. Excellent. If anyone wants to comment on Ron, too, they can certainly obviously comment when they call. But our main focus has been your collection known as the Hillary File. And that's something you've worked on for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, Rick. I spent several years researching Bill and Hillary Clinton. I knew Hillary was going to run for president in 2008, despite all their lies. Hillary has been running for president for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Amazon.com, and I literally bought every single used book about Hillary Bill Clinton ever written, and I've got them all here.
And how many does that amount to?
Hundreds. I quit counting after 205. I've got DVDs, videotapes, VHS, cassette tapes. But you know what, Rick? I've got some good news for you, my man. It's looking like Barack Obama is going to take her out in the Democratic primary.
Well, that's the way it looks right now, and that may change again. The situation is very fluid, but it looks like at the moment that may be the case. How do you feel about Obama now? He's of course, quite dangerous, too, and he's, you know, involved with the CFR, and he certainly has no real experience. Of course, he doesn't have to, if he's a puppet, but, you know, as far as his threat to Hillary and the kind of lengths to which he will go to win, what do you think? Would you put a price on Obama's head, or what do you
know,
think would happen?
I think Obama is a decent guy, Rick. I don't agree with hardly any of his political views. He's just like all the other globalist candidates of the CFR. We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Clintons are a special pond scum all among themselves. You know, I don't think that Barack Obama has been covering for a rapist, a pervert, and a sexual predator for his entire adult life. I don't think Barack Obama is hiring private detectives to harass, intimidate, you know, people's sex victims and girlfriends like Bill, like Hillary did with Kathleen Willey. Hey, I want to mention something, Rick.
Yeah.
Today is November 29th, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what happened exactly 14 years ago today?
Refresh my memory.
Bill Clinton groped Kathleen Willey in the White House on November 29th, 1993.
That name rings a bell.
And Kathleen Willey got subpoenaed in the Paula Jones case because they heard about all of Bill's, you know, sexual advances and everything, mm-hmm. crude, unwanted sexual advances. And after Kathleen Willey got subpoenaed in that case, Hillary hired a thug named Jack Palladino to run a terror campaign on her of witness intimidation and witness tampering. That's a felony, by the way. And I think I was here last time. I think I read what they did to her. But can I read it again, Rick, just to refresh people's minds?
Of course, now that she has her book out.
Yeah, all right. Well, Kathleen Willey's book is out, and I encourage everybody here to buy that book. We need to support her and help her expose Hillary Clinton. It's called Target, Caught in the Crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton. You can get it at Amazon.com.
Yep.
She talks about the private terror that Hillary put her under, Hillary and Jack Palladino. She says, they threatened my children. They threatened my friend's children. They took one of my cats and killed another. They left a skull on my porch. They told me I was in danger. They followed me. They vandalized my car. They tried to retrieve my dogs from a kennel. They hid under my deck in the middle of the night. They subjected me to a campaign of fear and intimidation, trying to silence me.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kathleen Willey telling what Hillary's goons did to her. In 2003, Melanie Morgan confronted Jack Palladino about this. He didn't know Melanie Morgan was a conservative radio show host. And she asked him, well, hey, don't you feel kind of guilty, all that work you did for Hillary Clinton, you know, stealing somebody's cat, terrorizing Kathleen Willey? Here's what Jack Palladino says on page 212 of Target. He says, the only regret that I had about that whole thing was that Hillary did not pay me in a timely fashion, Rick.
Well, that tells it all.
So if people ask me, you know, who should you tell your Democrat friends to vote for, I tell them it's ABC. It's anybody but Clinton, and that means Barack Obama. I'd take Bernie Sanders, a socialist, over Hillary Clinton, my friend.
And that's saying something, isn't it?
That's saying a lot.
Yeah, it's not very, very pleasant, but it certainly tells me how bad you know that Hillary Clinton is. And there's no doubt about the fact that the Clintons have been interesting, shall we say, predators right from the beginning, and whenever the beginning was.
Oh, 1974 was the beginning, my friend. You want to hear about that one real quick?
Yeah.
In 1974, Rick, Bill was running for Congress. He was about 28 years old. Hillary mm-hmm. was about, maybe
right,
younger than
right.
that. Hillary was like 26.
Yeah.
Hillary was running his campaign from Washington, D.C. She was on the House Impeachment Committee, and she was calling down to Arkansas five times a day and giving orders, telling everybody what to do. On election night of that loss, he ran a fantastic campaign. Bill Clinton is an excellent campaigner. He lost to John Paul Hammerschmidt like by 6,000 votes. And the reason they lost was they were about to, a dairy lawyer was going to give them money to buy ballot boxes in rural Arkansas. And Bill was for it, and Paul Frey, the campaign manager, was for it. But Hillary, in the last moral thing she ever did, she and Susan Frey, Paul Frey's wife, they put the axe on that. So as early as 1974, Bill Clinton was all for cheating in politics, buying elections. Hillary wouldn't let him do that. And then after they lost, they had the biggest fight you've ever seen in the campaign office room. Hillary was screaming at Paul Frey, the campaign manager. Mm-hmm. You could practically hear the pictures rattle on the wall. She was calling him a blankety-blank Jew bastard. And then Paul Frey was telling her, well, we're tired of covering for Bill and all the women that he has. This is 1974. Hillary's known Bill's been running around for decades.
Mm-hmm. And I think that may be also a two-way street there, huh? All right. We'll be back with our guest, Robert Morrow, the Hillary File. I want to get into some more of that history, and we'll invite questions to join us at 1-800-313-9443. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we are back now with Robert Morrow. And Robert, you know, you can go back to 74 when Bill was running for Congress. And, you know, I noted that in their 1979 income tax, Hillary actually valued Bill's used undershorts, donated to charity, at the end of their action-studded tour of duty, at $2 a pair. Can you believe that? Did you know that?
Used underwear is worth more than the values and ethics of Hillary and Bill Clinton combined.
And I don't know what kind of stains they may have found on them. But, you know, plainly, as one man said, we're dealing here with a couple that gives loving attention to detail in matters of deductions. And
Right. Well, they cheat on everything they do, whether it's income taxes or fundraising or commodities or hiring goons to intimidate Bill's sex victims. Hey, I've got a book by Tex Mars that he put out in the early 90s called Big Sisters Watching You.
Yes.
And it talked about what Hillary Clinton said on Inauguration Day, January 21st, 1993. I've got to read it to you, Rick.
By all means.
Well, on that day, First of all, Hillary and Bill got into a huge fight, and they were just screaming profanities at each other, and a reporter from Time magazine overheard them, and Gary Aldridge, who was the FBI agent who worked at the White House, he was just, you know, hearing Hillary just screaming at the top of her head profanities and an uncontrolled, unbridled fury. And the reason she was so mad was that she wasn't being allowed to have Vice President Al Gore's office for her own.
Mm-hmm.
But that occurred on that day. But before they got sworn in, there was a prayer service at the AME church. And I want to tell you what Hillary said to an aunt, to a pro-life activist. Do you want to hear?
Of course, of course.
Okay. This is, of course, the mainstream media, of course, buried this, but it really happened, and it's absolutely incredible what Hillary Clinton said. Lurleen Stackhouse went to that prayer service before the inauguration. It's a tradition, you know, with the presidency, held at the AME church. And here's what she says. She says, when the service concluded, we were asked to stay seated until the president and Mrs. Clinton departed for the White House. However, as they walked down the aisle, I stood up and reached out for Mr. Clinton. Mr. Clinton, America must stop killing babies. He looked at me with a blank stare on his face. I repeated this statement to him. Hillary, not hearing my comment, then came to give me a hug, and I said in a voice only audible to her, Hillary, it's against God's law to kill babies. She stepped back, shaking and trembling, and then grabbed my arm. Her countenance transformed from a pleasant demeanor to the appearance of being possessed. Her eyes were enraged as she replied, it is God's law to kill babies.
Oh, really?
That's Hillary Clinton, January 21st, 1993, in a church.
I wonder which God she was referring to. The God of
war? You know, Rick, I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I don't want to stand next to Hillary Clinton in a lightning storm.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you could go on and on with things that she and he have said and done. And, you know, they say that your words will come back to haunt you, but what about your deeds? And, you know, when you go back to the 70s and you go back to the Rose Law Firm and McDougal and Whitewater, really and truthfully, this whole... episode of allegedly investigating what went wrong, to me, was absolutely, at very best, a whitewash.
Absolutely.
A whitewater.
It was just surface investigation, man. There are much bigger crimes the Clintons have committed. In my opinion, Rick, the reason Hillary does not need to be anywhere near the White House is she's irresponsible with power and she doesn't respect the democratic process. A few weeks ago, I told you about the time they sent those three goons to beat up and nearly murder Gary Johnson, who was Jennifer Flowers' neighbor. Why? Because he had videotapes of Bill Clinton going into her condominium, and the Clintons were lying about it at that time. So they sent three big, beefy guys with short crew cuts who looked just like state troopers, and they beat Gary Johnson to a pulp and left him laying for dead on the floor of his condominium on June 26, 1992. Gary's condominium was right next door to Jennifer Flowers on the second story of the Quapaw Towers.
Yep. It's mind-boggling, isn't it, huh?
And then, of course, you know, hiring all the private detectives to harass, intimidate Bill's sex victims and girlfriends, what they did to Kathleen Willey that I read you about, the intimidation campaigns on Sally Perdue in 1992, and Jennifer Flowers, they broke into her home three times, and Liz Ward Grayson, who Bill may have raped, they were running an intimidation campaign on her in 97-98, and the list just goes on and on and on and on.
It is quite an impressive list. There's no question about that. But, you know, people may be asking, saying, well, what really is the relevance to her running for president today? You know, I mean, that goes back 10 years, 15, 20, 25. This is what they will tell you. You know,
here's what you tell them, Rick. You tell them, you know what? That's their criminal resume. You know, Charles Manson hasn't been writing Helter Skelter and Blood on refrigerators lately. Doesn't mean he's qualified to be president.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good question, and we'll have to pick that up on the other side of the of the break. Let's do that. Okay, Robert?
Okay.
Stay with me. Robert Morrow, The Hillary File. You may join in now at any time. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Alrighty, we are back now, and we're going to take some calls in a moment or so. I just want to remind you that republicbroadcasting.org is our website. Those of you who are not aware of it can certainly point your friends and yourself to it, and to continue to support Republic Trading, and that's important. Any trading, any buying, any selling, any investing, you need to call 800-691-7898. So give them a call and speak to Robbie at 800-691-7898 when you're ready to buy. And now's a good time, I'm telling you. We've been warning you for a long time about the price of gold and silver, and we see what's been happening in recent days with the dollar plummeting. So now's the time to call Republic Trading and to continue to support republicbroadcasting.org. 800-313-9443 is our number to get on and speak with Robert Morrow. Let me take a call for you, Robert, all right?
Sure.
guy's in Texas, I believe. Is that Patrick?
Yes.
Hi, Patrick. Hello? You're on the air.
Oh, this is Patrick in the Ron Paul Austin group. I heard Robert Morrow on the radio. I was a bit surprised. I figured I'd give a shout-out to him.
How's it going, man?
What a coincidence.
I didn't realize you were such a book on the Clintons. We'll have to talk some other time in person about that.
Yeah, well, sure. Hey, I want to point out, I really have enjoyed volunteering with the Ron Paul Austin group. And like the lady who wrote that column says, Ron Paul attracts such a wonderful, diverse group of people. It really is all of America. What a great patriotic group to be working for.
Very true. Now, Patrick, did you have any specific question about the Hillary file? I don't know if you were listening much to what Robert said.
No, I'm just giving a shout-out, and I'm going to continue learning off the air.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
I don't think he's a fan of Hillary Clinton either, though.
No.
I have that feeling. Is that right?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling into the program, Robert.
Have a good evening.
All right. Good. Patrick, rather. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Robert is our guest. You know, I do want to, you have to pardon me if I'm hopscotching all over the place here.
But that's okay.
I'm thinking in terms of all of the, you know, what your last statement to me on the air here was that, Charles Manson is in the same situation. We wouldn't vote for him for president because he hasn't killed anyone lately. But, you know, a lot of people would say, well, that's a below-the-belt type of thing. And, you know, let's deal with just what we know. Has Hillary Clinton been convicted of any murders? And that's what they'll ask you. So I'm going to ask you, what do you think about that, Robert?
The Clintons are criminals. In my opinion, Rick, I don't think the Clintons have killed 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 people. I know many of the listeners do. I will tell you this. They definitely have beat up Gary Johnson. They definitely hire private detectives who use criminal intimidation tactics such as breaking in people's homes, stealing or killing their cats, vandalizing their tires, witness intimidation. Bill Clinton was definitely taking bribes in the 1980s, direct cash bribes. He was definitely involved in the drug smuggling with the Republicans back in the 1980s. They definitely cheat on their campaign financing. They're definitely crooks. So the fact that what an indictment of our political system, the fact that Bill and Hillary Clinton have not been indicted, they have not been convicted, and they're not rotting in a jail right now. That's all I can tell them is, well, you know what? You know, just because O.J. Simpson got off, that means he wasn't guilty.
Well, again, you know, I can't fault you for that. I would agree with that. And given this push, this drive, what really motivates someone like Hillary Clinton to be president is the opposite of, I would think, of what we need in someone who runs for president. And that is that Hillary Clinton, first of all, is a woman who is driven by power. That is power politics. She obviously relishes the idea of holding on to power, having power within the, you know, grasp of her palm, and exercising that power to clearly to be used not for good but for evil, and to punish her enemies. So, with that in mind, it is beyond me how anybody in this country could even consider voting for someone like Hillary Clinton. That's the part that gets me going crazy here, Robert.
Well,
I can't imagine how anybody could do that.
Hillary Clinton is the polar opposite of Ron Paul. Ron Paul didn't really want to run this year. He hasn't been on a power-hungry trip for 30 years wanting to be the top of the heap.
Precisely.
Hillary Clinton will even sell out her liberal ideological allies if it means she gets to achieve and maintain more power. Ron Paul believes in the good of the country. He believes in freedom. He believes in the Constitution. Those are more important to him. He'd rather lose an election than sell out the Constitution or sell out his beliefs and principles. The Clintons will sell out everybody. That's why the left wing hates her, because the left wing hates Hillary Clinton because they know she's a fraud. The right wing hates her because we know she's a crook, you know? So I will tell you this, in a minute or so I'm going to tell you how Hillary Clinton's campaign is on the verge of blowing up, and this lesbian rumor is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. that would be interesting to watch that unfold. But, you know, I know the focus of the program is really to deal with Hillary and not the other candidates, but we can touch on them as time goes on. The thing about Hillary going back to Whitewater that is absolutely amazing is the way she, of course, operated with the Rose Law Firm. Tell us a little bit about how that firm, if you could give us some background about how that firm came to be and her position with it.
Well, I'd be glad to, Rick. First thing you got to know is that Hillary Clinton was screwing both of her law partners at the Rose Law Firm. How about that, my friend?
Mm-hmm.
You got to start with that.
Yeah.
The Rose Law Firm is a very old law firm. It is now discredited, and it's been around for like 100, 150 years or so. Vince Foster recruited Hillary into the Rose Law Firm because Bill Clinton was just going to be elected the Attorney General, and then when he got elected governor, she wanted to make partner. Now here is what Hillary Clinton said when she wanted to make partner at the Rose Law Firm. This is 1978. Larry Nichols, who you had on, was in the room.
That's right.
Hillary comes running in, and then she sees Bill, and Bill says, "Hill, I'm going to run for governor." He's the current Attorney General. He's a few months away from raping Juanita Broderick, and he says, "I'm going to run for governor." And then Hillary, without missing a beat, says, "I've got to get in Rose Law Firm. I'm going to blank Hubble." Fill in the blanks right there.
Mm.
In my opinion, in Larry Nichols' opinion, Chelsea is probably the seat of Webb Hubble, not Bill Clinton. I'm completely serious about that.
I wanted to get into that.
These things are all very relevant, Rick, because the Clintons' personal dysfunction, Bill and Hillary are so dysfunctional that they make Britney Spears look like she has her act together, okay? it's relevant because their personal corruption leads over to their public policy corruption, 100%. And so, like I said, so she probably has Chelsea with Webb Hubble in 1980. And then the next thing she does is she gets into a long and intense affair with her other law partner, Vince Foster.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I don't think that Hillary killed Vince Foster. Hillary Clinton is more likely to strangle Bill Clinton with her bare hands than she was to murder Vince Foster.
Mm-hmm.
So they are very close for 15 years. They're best friends, lovers, confidant, teacher, and Vince was her emotional husband. Finally, they get to Washington, D.C., and Hillary rejects him. He's failing on the job. His wife is mad at him 90% of the time. Hillary will not even speak to him. After being his best, most closest friend for 15, 20 years, after he recruited her into the Rose Law Firm, she will not even speak to Vince Foster while he is melting down into a suicidal meltdown. And then Vince Foster blew his brains out, and his deteriorating relationship with Hillary was a big part of that. Things to know about the Clintons right there, my friend.
Well, there's a lot of years here in between that we have to get really back to, I think. And,
right.
And my intrigue really goes back to the law firm, Rose Law Firm, and Mr. McDougal. When you know what happened with the Madison savings and loan debacle, and you know also what happened with the savings and loans in general, how, of course, many of the political elite, Bushes, they were, as you know, even, I believe it was Dennis DeConcini, if I'm not mistaken, and some of the other senators who
John
were involved.
McCain, we had the Keating
John McCain
five.
And
McCain
Keating.
Keating five.
It was the Keatings, right, I remember that.
Charles Keating.
Charles Keating, because I had followed him when he had set up his organization, Citizens for Decency Through Law. It was an anti-porn group. But
right.
The reality is there was McCain and DeConcini, I believe, and, just pointed out Keating. How these guys, how any of them just came out of this without any scathing, to me, is unbelievable. But look at Hillary and... look at Jim McDougal, and what happened to that poor fellow in prison, in solitary confinement. What do you think happened? Do you honestly think Jim McDougal was going to come out of this alive?
You know, I truly don't know. Did the Clintons kill him in jail? I don't know. They were doing everything to make his life uncomfortable.
Certainly didn't help, did it? I mean, he had a heart condition, right?
And Bill Clinton was also having an affair with Susan McDougal. I shouldn't even have to say these things. Basically, Bill Clinton's having an affair of anyone within a 15-foot radius of him.
Mm-hmm.
so James McDougal, towards the end of his life, he turned against the Clintons because they turned against him, and did they kill him in jail? I honestly don't know. And but I will tell you this: they weren't doing things to make life comfortable for James McDougal towards the end of his life.
Mm-hmm. What about I believe it was the fines that were involved in Whitewater, and there was something to do with a $69,000 bill, and McDougal winds up picking up the bill, if I'm not mistaken. Was that correct? Do you remember?
Yeah, what it was the Clintons and the McDougals, and I really don't want to talk about this because it was just it was a bad real estate deal when interest rates were going through the roof in the early 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought a bunch of land at Whitewater, and they took out debt on the property, and nobody was buying the land because they couldn't afford to, and they had a bunch of foreclosures on it. And so McDougal started picking up the expenses on Whitewater. So that is really kind of like a backdoor bribe.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, he was a fundraiser for Clinton, but he was a crooked fundraiser. He was taking money out of his bank and then writing fundraising checks for it to the Clintons, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like slime attracts slime. The slimy Clintons attract slime people like James McDougal. And it's been the whole way for their whole career, even up to right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's not the biggest issue. I mean, like I said, you can throw the Clintons in jail for so many things. I don't know where to start.
Well, I think that, to me, the interest that I have in it is that it lays the background for things to come.
Yeah,
and that sets the tone.
Yeah, you asked about Hillary through the Rose Law Firm. Rick, she wasn't working for them that much. The whole point is that they're so selfish and so self-centered
mm-hmm.
that at the Rose Law Firm, she wasn't bringing in the bucks. She
mm-hmm.
wasn't making – all Hillary was doing was running around with the Children's Defense Fund and with the Legal Services Corporation and campaigning for Bill. She was doing everything but putting billable hours on there.
Mm-hmm.
And when she did put billable hours on there, I think she padded her bills on her clients.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Hillary Clinton was not in court trying cases. You know, she
look
did
at,
a
look
little
at the money
bit of,
that they amassed during such a short period of time. And wasn't something to the effect that she said she just had a stroke of good investments there, and it just happened that she picked some pretty good winners.
Well, this is on her commodities trades. This is all very relevant, Rick. Let me tell you why. Because it shows how corrupt these people are. She had a commodities account at Refco that Jim Blair, her good friend, helped her set up.
Mm-hmm.
It was back when everybody was making money in the commodities, like they're fixing to make money right now in the commodities. It's cyclical. These markets are cyclical. So back in the late 80s, you know, gold was going through the roof, cattle was going through the roof, everything was going through the roof. People were making money hands over fist.
Right.
So she puts $1,000 in a commodities account, okay, and a year later, she cashes out with $100,000, and the reason she was able to cash out was Refco was cheating. They were allocating trades to her in a form of a de facto bribe. She had some bad trades. She was down really bad, like $20,000 or $30,000, $40,000, and bingo, they give her the best trades of the day, ones that she did not make, ones they made up for her, and they were funneling money to her. A de facto bribe of the First Lady of Arkansas. And then she runs around saying, I had no idea this was all happening. You know, the smartest lady in the world.
Unbelievable.
Know. So, yeah, basically, the story of the commodities trade is that Refco, her brokerage account, was cheating for her on her behalf, and she was taking money from them. And the Clintons did not release their tax returns for 1978 and 79 for many, many years because of that, because they knew how fishy and suspicious it would look, because they're crooks, Rick.
Mm-hmm. Undoubtedly they are. Yes, all right. We're going to right now open up the lines again at 800-313-9443, and we're obviously talking about Hillary Clinton and Bill and their relationships together and their nefarious activities along the way, and now she wants to be president, and that is indeed a very frightening thought to many of us. And, you know, you say, well, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse with George Bush, then you look at Hillary Clinton, and you have to wonder.
It's called out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Is that what they call it now? Wow. All right. Well, I assume that that's the case. That's a good analogy indeed. So our number is 800-313-9443. I want you to ask a question or make a comment. What do you think of all of this? And is this something that really and truthfully is the way to go with Hillary Clinton? And do you think that Obama is going to make an impact and wind up gathering a number of delegates that will he will bring to the convention? Is she going to be knocked out? And that I think that that's
I think she's going to get knocked out. We're going to get into why in just a minute, okay?
All right. Very good. That's a fair question. And we want to remind you once again, those of you who really and truly care, republicbroadcasting.org, of course, is looking for people to join us, to support us, to continue to contribute to the network so that it can maintain its position on the Internet as well as its streaming audio, so that we can continue to provide the micro stations that listen and the satellite feed, all of that. And I think that obviously that's the most important thing that needs to be done right now. So support Republic Trading, 800-691-7898, and give them a call, okay? They'll get back to you, 800-691-7898. And our number again here to come on the air with our guest Robert Morrow is 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yes, and we are back now, and tell you what, Robert, we're going to take some calls, all right?
Right.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me all right?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yep. Sure. Okay, let's take Byron in Canada first. Hello, Byron.
Hi. Hey, I just want to say, you know, I can believe, you know, maybe some of the stuff that he's saying, but the one thing I will not believe is Chelsea is not Bill Clinton's daughter. I mean, she is a dead ringer for Bill. And I mean, just
really? Have you looked at a picture of Webb Hubble on the internet lately, my friend?
Is Webb Hubble, isn't he the one, didn't he have dark hair?
He has brown hair, and he has big lips. And
the nose on Chelsea is exactly like Bill Clinton's.
Well, you know what? I don't have proof on this. I will tell you this, that Larry Nichols was there in 1979. He was a Clinton insider for 10 years. And he says she comes into the office one day and says, I've got to get in Rose Law Firm. I'm going to blank Webb Hubble.
With all due respect, and I'm not saying, like, I don't think Hillary has any morals. But, I mean, if you're going to go and say you're going to do something bad to somebody, you can also use that word, like, I am going to screw a guy out of $1,000 or $100.
She was trying to make partner at the Rose Law Firm in 1978. In fact, she made it that year. And, you know, Hillary and Hubble have left a lot of little clues that Chelsea is actually their daughter.
Well,
in fact, that's why the Clintons have put Chelsea on ice this election cycle. They keep her out of the spotlight intentionally because they don't want people like me pointing out questions about that.
Well, I think she's a dead ringer for Bill Clinton.
I want you to Google Webb Hubble on the internet and Google Chelsea Clinton and then look back and forth. I'm not saying I have proof on this. I would bet my pickup truck.
Well, you know, the sad thing is, in all honesty, most of your stuff is kind of hearsay anyway. I mean, do you have any people that, you know, where there's two or three people? Like, if you went to a court of law, you'd need two or three people to come in there and verify what you're saying. Do you have any tape recordings of them saying these things? Like, I'm not doubting you, but, you know, it's so...
I have an eyewitness, Larry Nichols. You're talking about hearsay? Like what? Like Vince Foster? All the state troopers who were carrying Hillary Clinton and Vince Foster to a getaway cabin on the weekends, I don't think they're playing Monopoly there, my friend, okay?
Well, like I said, nobody went to jail over it. You know, and like I said, I know that don't mean anything, but... with all of the accusations that you made, and like I said, I'm not doubting them, but surely one of them, like I'm from Kansas, or I was born in Kansas, which is real close to Missouri, and that's a show me state, and just, you know,
I guess
I'm a little bit skeptical on something. Like, you would have thought with all the accusations you made that one of them would have stuck, and, you know,
that's what's so amazing, because the Clintons are such a wildly dysfunctional pair that's been pulling the wool over people's eyes for decades. And one reason they have is because they've made personal friendships with very rich people who control the media, who will not tell you these things. For example, the abortion activist who Hillary Clinton says it's God's law to kill babies. Well, you know what? ABC, NBC, CBS is not going to put that on their TV show. You're only going to hear it on the Rick Adams show. You're only going to read it on the Internet. Thank God for the Internet.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, anyway, thank you so very much.
All right. Thank you, Byron. Thank you. Very good questions. And, you know, it's the fact is that Hillary is being protected and many of the other candidates as well, largely on these issues. So is George Bush and Dick Cheney and many of the Bush administration. The media have never really delved into honest investigative journalism, as you know, Robert, on all of these people. And it's a pity because it goes to show how we've lost so much in terms of journalistic integrity these days. But
well, the rich people own the media, so why should they be busting on themselves, my friend?
That's the tragedy. That is the biggest tragedy. As you said, thank God for the Internet. We'll be back, and we'll take Leslie next right here on the program. I'm Rick Adams. With